This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Russell Bear and Jake Miller cruising along with you. Quitting time on your Tuesday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run. Jake's got your Top 5 at 5, brought to you this afternoon by Knoxville Smiles. Jake?
Thank you, Russell. Up first, after 16 seasons, Sean Payton will be stepping down as the head coach of the New Orleans Saints.
New Orleans. Who going to get?
Nollins.
I wonder who they are going to get. It's going to have to be the right, you know, get into all the cap stuff and the roster and everything down there.
Big shoes to fill. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they take a step back without
Sean
Payton.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've seemed to have they're kind of at the point where, I mean, you're looking at almost a complete rebuild down there, aren't you? Or do they just really need a quarterback?
Yeah,
they got Alvin Kamara.
Is that a potential destination for Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, if you got the right coach in there.
Got a name to throw at you.
Okay. Ed Orgeron.
No. If they were to hire Gerard Mayo,
ooh,
would you have a new respect for the Saints?
Depends. If they hired Gerard Mayo, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'd definitely pull for him.
Well, I think that after you've gone the cerebral quarterback-oriented brainiac route the past couple, it feels like there are two schools of thought. You either find another guy like that, one of these young up-and-comer, new-age analytic quarterback gurus, or you go young energy guy, right? I don't think you want to go retread there. I don't think you want to bring in Vic Fangio or John Fox. Like,
God, no.
I would find a nice young quarterback guru or go with a guy like Mayo. Yeah, he's like young, energetic, connects with the players a little bit.
Yeah, and then just make sure that he would need to hire a really good offensive coordinator.
Jim Chaney's right there.
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying.
He did coach Drew Brees.
He did.
Yeah, it's true.
And moving on to number two, Kelly Harper has said that Keon Green is out for the year with a torn ACL.
Oh.
Big loss for the Vols, Lady Vols, not only because she averages 7 points per game and 3 rebounds, but she's a spark off the bench that gives Tamari Key rest when needed.
Yikes.
Yep, that ain't good.
That's gonna bite us in the tournament there.
That's not good at all.
Well, opportunity for somebody else to step up. I think that Kelly Harper.
Can you remember a year where Pat had a really bad injury like this, Russ?
Oh, it happened all the time. I mean, Kelly Harper tore her ACL. Kelly Jolly,
yeah.
in one season. Yeah, I mean, that's just women's basketball is notorious for ACL injuries for a variety of biological reasons. But yeah, I mean that injury happens a lot there, and You gotta fight through it sometimes. So hopefully that young lady can bounce back and somebody else will step up, because they're having a special season, man. Up to number 4 in the polls. I think only one loss in the season to the number 2 team in the country in a pretty hard-fought game. And they've improved a lot since then. So, I mean, they're on a roll right now.
I mean, just the rapid transformation.
Definite number 1 seed right now.
And moving on to number 3, 5-star linebacker Harold Perkins decommitted from Texas A&M on Monday. Perkins is the number 4 prospect overall in the 2022 class. And guy's about 6'3", 210, from Cypress Park High School in Cypress, Texas. Where do you think he lands?
Now, the 2022 class? So, like this year?
Yes.
I don't know, but I can tell him that Knoxville's lovely during the pretty much year-round.
Now, I keep forgetting that since Tennessee pretty much did all their recruiting in the early period, I keep forgetting, like, is it next week? Next Wednesday? Signing day?
Getting close to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 weeks from tomorrow.
What used to be the original signing day.
Signing day proper, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
So I guess all our – did you guys see the picture of our early enrollees?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The composite. Pretty cool. Like, officially today.
Harold Perkins. Where's he from, Jake?
Cypress, Texas.
Cypress. Yeah. 6'3", 210. He's kind of thin, Russ.
High school backer. I mean, that's good. That's a good frame right there. You get him in any decent college weight program, put 25 pounds of muscles on it, he'd be 6'3", 235, 240 pounds. Lean, mean, tackling machine.
Get him to Knoxville. We'll take him to walk-ons. We'll put a few pounds on him.
There you go. By the way, I saw Justin Williams today tweeted out a picture. I guess he was standing on the scale, and he weighed in at 215.
Yeah, I'm expecting – he's my pick to click right now. I'm going early this year.
There's your four-star back. I mean, and that's after being on campus for, like, what, a month? He might be able to get up to 225 by the time the season starts. We need a bowling ball back there.
I expect big things out of that young man.
And number – what are we on, number four?
I don't know. You tell me.
You're the one running
this. You lost count of the top five?
Fine. We're on number four.
What are you doing, Miller?
The Colonial Athletic Association announced today that Hampton, Monmouth, and Stony Brook have accepted invitations to join the CAA and will officially join the league later this year.
Wow. A couple of titans joining the Colonial right there. Well, you bring in Monmouth and Stony Brook.
And Hampton.
Can't forget Hampton.
Hampton.
Sorry, go ahead.
Tom.
Number five. A Pennsylvania hockey team's teddy bear toss event set a new record when fans tossed 52,341 teddy bears onto the ice. The Hershey Bears, an American Hockey League team, held the bear toss during its Saturday game against the Hartford Wolfpack.
Wolfpack.
Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack.
That's cool, man. The Ice Bears do?
Chuck-a-puck.
Yeah, that was so much fun, man. I love Chuck-a-puck. You ever been to Chuck-a-puck, Bear?
No, when you guys had the box, remember, I wasn't invited to that station event.
Let's not. That has nothing to do with the question I asked. You've never been to Chuck-a-puck?
No.
Well, I mean,
you
I
don't
think
have to go to Chuck-a-puck.
Right?
They do it every game.
Yeah. And kids can buy like a little rubber puck for a dollar, and then between one of the intermissions or during one of the intermissions, you chuck your puck at a target on the ice, and if you hit the target, you win fabulous gifts and prizes.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a laugh riot. It's a hoot.
You ever won anything off that, Russ?
Nope.
Neither have I.
It's not surprising. Sam's never had the makings of a varsity athlete. Jake, Russ didn't. Hands are too small.
I don't participate in games of chance unless it's some sort of free money thing on one of our sports betting partners.
It's just one of them deals, Russ, I guess. I take my chances.
I'm not a rambling gambling man like Bob Seger was.
I am.
Thank you. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate it.
Travis Cabbage had a great suggestion or submission.
We're going to set that up on the Rick and Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question. First, I want to remind you, the Top 5 at 5 brought to you by Knoxville Smiles 2022 is going to be a great year, folks. It's already off to a great start, and you need to make sure that your dental health is a priority this year. We encourage you to do what I do. Visit Knoxville Smiles for all your dental needs. They can do everything in-house from an ordinary run-of-the-mill dental teeth cleaning to something a little bit more involved. If you have to have a tooth pulled, if you have to have a restorative procedure done, filling crowns, bridges, things like that. The new Invisalign procedure, very popular very healthy. Veneers, implants, they do it all right there at their state-of-the-art West Knoxville facility on South Peters Road. Go check them out. Tell them Fan Run sent you. They'll take great care of you and your family at Knoxville Smiles. 865-539-1776 is the number to set up your appointment. And, of course, you can go schedule your next visit online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. So, Travis Cavage did point out that Lane Kiffin and Bruce Pearl were on the same campus.
The diabolical duo.
They did cross paths for 9 months.
Legion of Doom, those two.
What a rush. So that got us on to today's Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question of the day. What is the shadiest duo to ever be on the same campus at the same time? Now, we're giving you three options and the write-in option. Kiffin and Pearl, Petrino Patino, Ed Ogeron and Will Wade, or you can write in another vote. We've already got 61 votes cast. Bear, who are you voting for on that list?
I mean, it's probably tough. You have to go Patino, but part of me wants to go Bruce Lane.
Now, did Petrino ever have any NCAA issues, or was his all just his personal life?
I think it was just all his personal life. And the fact that he's just kind of a feckless kind of personality.
Patino had it all. I mean, he was just, there's nothing about that guy that isn't shady. Shady in his personal life, shady in his recruiting, shady in
sleazy.
Everything. Total sleaze.
He's like barely like one step below that dude from Baylor.
Ogeron had recruiting issues and personal life issues. Will Wade, I don't think has had any personal life issues. It's just all recruiting.
He's just a skinny fat boy.
Kiffin has had, obviously, NCAA issues. He's had, his personal life is just drama filled. I don't feel like he's done anything terribly unethical.
Dude.
Yes?
Come on, man.
What?
Lane freaking Kiffin we're talking
okay,
about here.
Be specific. What did he do? What did he do that compares to going out with his volleyball player girlfriend that he hired in his office and getting in a wreck and then lying about it to his employer?
Getting into a wreck in a high-end luxury vehicle that was basically his company car, I guess.
A fully loaded Lexus.
Fully loaded Lexus. It was fully loaded.
Yeah.
With co-eds.
Allegedly. I mean, that was never proven.
It was never proven that nothing was ever really proven on the Petrino stuff, the motorcycle wreck, was it?
Yeah. I mean, she had,
I mean, there's
he
a lot
admitted
of different theories.
No, there's no theories. He admitted to everything. He lost his job because of it.
And he looked like a pepperoni pizza at his press conference after the fact.
Yeah, but there's some theories that, like, the husband may have ran him off the road.
Yeah, but I mean, he admitted to, like, something that went wrong. All we know about Lane Kiffin was that there was a wreck. He said he fell asleep and crashed the car. And, I mean, there was never any confirmation that anybody else was there.
Yeah.
Hey, Lane, where you at? I come pick you up.
Yeah.
And help.
Well, yeah,
I'm stranded on the side of Tools Bend Road. I have no pants on. Help me, Ed.
Let me get my pants on, Lane. I'll be right there.
No, there's no time, Ed. Don't put your pants on. Just get over here.
Oh, good golly. I'm on my way, Lane.
We could lose our jobs. Step on it.
Oh, we ain't going to loot them. We ain't going to loot them.
Bruce,
I mean, that works around here.
Come get me, Bruce, please. I'll do anything.
Bruce would have a car there in 30 seconds. Everything be taken care of.
Bruce would be like rappelling down from a helicopter. I got you, big guy.
I mean, didn't Ed Orgeron at Tennessee allegedly pull one of our compliance staff members over their desk and out of their loafers? Literally?
Allegedly. I don't know who
that's the one I want to be true, though.
This is a hot question. I have no idea who to vote for here. Ed O and Will Wade, Petrino Patino, Kiffin Pearl.
Well, you kind of had a trio there. You had Pearl, Lane, Ed, and O.
Boy.
Petrino, Lane, and Ed O?
No, Lane, Pearl.
Yeah. Pearl and Ed O.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, I mean, I'm going head coach. Head coaches here. Man, that is difficult. I guess you got to give the nod to Kiffin and Pearl. Although, here's the thing, though, man. Petrino and Patino have basically been banished. Edo has been banished, and I feel like Will Wade could be banished, and if this had happened 10 years ago, he would be banished. You could go – all three have great cases to be made. I have no idea who to vote for, so I'm just going to pit Kiffin and Pearl. All right, 81 votes cast, 51.9% of the audience going Petrino, Patino, 29.6% say Edo and Will Wade, 17.3% going Pearl and Kiffin, and nobody has written anything else in yet. So, I mean, that's – I don't think we missed anybody here.
No. I'm gonna vote officially right now, Russ. I'm going Pearl and Kiffin.
Let's go to the phones. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show this afternoon. 546-8200. DR Vol is next. What's up, DR Vol?
What's going on, guys? As a Tennessee fan, I don't know how you vote anybody but Pearl and Kiffin, honestly. I mean, we've been directly affected by them.
Yeah, but, I mean, here's the thing. Like, those guys are still going strong. I mean, like, that's what I would say for their benefit is that they didn't wriggle off the hook. They paid heavy prices for what they were accused of doing, and they're still trucking along, and it doesn't seem like – I mean – if they've learned anything, it's just to be a little bit more careful. I don't think anybody thinks that those two have been operating by the rule book since the things that they got caught on.
Who? Lane and Buck?
Yeah.
Hell no. They just got smarter about it. Exhibit A is how Bruce handled the whole wiretapping Chuck Peoples thing.
Chuck Peoples?
Yeah.
you Chuck Person became Chuck Peoples?
Well, he's big.
He's Peoples?
Chuck Peoples.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would it just be Chuck People?
Yeah. And I mean, Chuck Will Wade does the same thing just naturally. Just lie. Just refused to. Bruce did it bad. He just.
Deny till you die.
Just refused to answer any questions. He's availed himself of every one of his constitutional rights, his rights, you know, every one of them. He didn't have to say anything.
Y'all talking about
that being said, it's dirty as hell.
Tweeted about 2-3 hours ago.
I'm sorry, what's that, DR Ball?
Lane Kiffin. Have y'all seen what he tweeted about 2-3 hours ago?
No.
I don't follow him.
He tweeted a picture. It looked like an apartment building, but there was a sign that says, who is the Saints? Are they who day or who dat? I don't remember.
The Bengals are who day and the Saints are who dat.
Yeah, so it was a Saints sign that said who dat. And it, I mean, He honestly, after that Ole Miss game this year, I muted him. He annoys the hell out of me now, honestly. Imagine being an Ole Miss fan, always worried about that, him leaving.
I'm so over Lane Kiffin.
I am too. Like I've done a 180 on that guy after that game.
I hope if we ever get the opportunity that Heupel shows him no mercy. I'm talking like if we get the chance to put up 70, freaking go for it, man. Freaking go for it.
Rush, you made mention of it yesterday, and I want to know what you would do. You're talking about Tannehill. Would you make that trade, Tannehill, first rounder for Aaron Rodgers?
How long are we getting Rodgers for?
I say the same amount that the Broncos got Peyton.
For
I would
4 years?
It. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd have to. You go all, and you're going to tell me 4 years, and, I mean, the Broncos went to 2 Super Bowls and won one. I think for – if you're getting 4 years of Aaron Rodgers, and I think he probably has 4 years left, at least 2 or 3, I think.
And able to get out from underneath his contract, that's a bigger thing to me. Is it?
Well, what do you, what you do know, the think contract if Derrick cripples Henry had to be included in that?
If Derrick Henry had, this might be unpopular, but I'd probably go ahead and do it, man. A quarterback is more important than a running back. running backs go downhill faster than quarterbacks. And I think if you put Aaron Rodgers on the Titans, even without Derrick Henry, I think they're a better team.
I agree. I would take it in a heartbeat, Russ.
I mean, that's very hypothetical, right? That's not a thing. They wouldn't I don't even know if the financials of that line up, right?
Oh, I have no idea. Hypothetical. You were talking about it yesterday. It really had me to thinking. Like, I know the Broncos are just, you know, no man's land right now, but I bet they're happy with that Super Bowl they got. I would take it as a Titans fan because, you know, that's always the knock that you hear. You hear a lot from, like, Cowboys fans making fun of Titans fans. Like, well, my team's won one. Y'all have only been to one. I'd take it.
That, and it could have very easily been two. Keep in mind that year, the one that he got to and lost, he was actually still playing at a really high level.
Yeah, I mean, he was a better player in the Super Bowl they lost to the Seahawks than he was in the one that they won over the Panthers.
Yeah, he just kind of caretaking the offense. But it was that year they decided they had to play the damn Super Bowl in New Jersey. And it was like, what, 30 degrees that night?
Poor old Peyton's old ass was just. Bears.
What's that, DR?
No, I'm thinking of the Colts game. I'm sorry.
The Colts was in Miami.
He was on the Colts, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, right? Like, here's the thing. As a Titans fan, the past 3 years have been so much more fun than that dead period between the McNair years and what we've seen. Like, I just don't want that to happen again. And you don't want to have a loser mentality. I realize it's a playoff sport. It's about winning Super Bowls. That's how success is measured in the National Football League. But I think there's something to be said for just dominating your division, being in the playoffs, being what the Pittsburgh Steelers have been, where you're just a really good team year in, year out. You're always in the mix for the playoffs, and you're probably not going to win a Super Bowl. I would rather have that than fall off the damn cliff, which is what's happened to the Broncos post Peyton. Which, you know, they're what the Titans were when it was Matt Hasselbeck and Vince Young and Jake Locker and whoever else in that parade of bums
basically
that you had.
Yeah, and you kind of, unfortunately, I worry we go back to that right now, Russ, and get nothing out of it, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got to have a long-term plan. Like, what is your plan after – I mean, what's your plan for next year, but what's your five-year plan as well? And I kind of like – I like the organization, the way they've got it set up with Robinson and Vrabel. I think those guys have earned some trust here, but there is a question mark. You know, who's your next quarterback? Ryan Tannehill's what, 34 years old?
Yeah, after watching him play, I'm sure JG and Milton think they got a shot in the league. See if they'll play like that. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
I kind of feel like everybody's kind of jumping the gun. I mean, he did get the Titans the number one seed in the AFC. Yeah. He crapped out. Had a horrible game the other night.
For the second year in a row. Yeah, I mean, he's not, it's not fair to call him Milton or, you know, whatever, JG, whatever DR Ball just did.
I mean, there have been a lot of Hall of Fame quarterbacks that couldn't make it over that hump. Just horrendous luck in playoff time.
This is not luck, bro. It's not luck. That's 2 years in a row he has come up small. It's not like the ball bounced up off you know, immaculate reception type thing. That's three horrible decisions in the heat of battle that cost your team a game. Everybody else did their job except for one guy. And he did the same thing last year. I mean, it's 2 years in a row now. And I'm not going to jump off the bandwagon if they bring him back next year. I hope for the best, but at this point, you expect the worst in the playoffs. How could you not? Tough spot.
Yeah.
Right? Just that feeling that the era has peaked with him and there's no easy out.
Well, no, because they gave him that ridiculous contract.
But at the time, it didn't seem so ridiculous because he was he led you to an Henry led. He was the quarterback for a team that went to the AFC Championship and played all right against one of the all-time great Super Bowl teams. So, yeah, you lock that dude up. And then since then, he's been okay, pretty good in the regular season, and then a disaster in the postseason. It's tough, man. The Titans are in a tough spot.
So what's his playoff record now? 1-2?
2-3.
2-3. I don't know, man. I mean, it was so miserable after the McNair era. That we talked about this on Saturday night. Talked about it with Jake and in Houston. That's what, honest to God, that's what spurred me to just lose interest in the Titans. Was they went through that wasteland where Titans didn't have a quarterback for like what'd we figure out, Jake? Like 10 or 11 years, 12 years?
Well, I'm pretty much.
I'm glad you're admitting the truth now, Bear, and dropping the I stopped following them because they traded my favorite player narrative, and just admitting that you didn't follow them because they weren't any good anymore.
Well, yeah.
Glad you're coming clean.
Everybody's been questioning me on this. I'll go ahead and be brutally honest with everybody. I love Steve McNair. He is one of my all-time favorite quarterbacks. He was incredible. They were never out of a game. And then you follow that guy up with the parade of crap that they trotted out there, quarterback. And yeah, I lost interest.
I'm glad that you finally came clean after 5 years.
And I'd already sailed out of the Washington fan zone when I started rooting hardcore for the Titans back in the 90s, when they had McNair and Eddie and Javon Curse and Kevin Dyson and all those guys, Frank. And it sucks. That's why I'm like, I'm finally starting to get re-engaged with the Titans. And I'm not so sure I want to go back to the merry-go-round of not knowing who the hell your quarterback's going to be.
Well, last thing on Tannehill before we move along. This might be nitpicking, but then again, it might not. Maybe it's just being honest. Those two games that he won against New England and who was the other team they beat? I'm sorry, I'm blanking. Who did we beat in 2 years ago?
Oh.
Was it Baltimore, was it?
Was it? Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Baltimore and New England on the road. He finished, I want to say, with less than 100 yards passing in both of those games. Like, it was
Derrick Henry went off.
It was all Derrick Henry, uber conservative game plan. He made a couple of big plays. He hit the one bomb to Corey Redmond in the Baltimore game. And then the defense made plays, and Henry dominated in the New England game. And that's the thing that's so frustrating about it, is if he had just done that, turn and hand the ball off to your running backs Saturday, keep the ball out of harm's way, don't force anything, don't turn it over, throw for 80 yards in the game, fine. You win. 80 yards passing, no turnovers, no touchdown, no turnovers, 80 yards passing. Couple dump offs, maybe one bomb to AJ, couple dump offs to Julio. You win the game. That's all you had to do. And maybe that's the lesson to be – I mean, maybe that's what you do. You say, listen, we're not going to mortgage our entire future to bring in one star aging quarterback. We're just going to come back with Tannehill and King Henry, and we're going to try and make one more run, another run or two with these guys. And if we get to the playoffs, we're just not going to put it on Tannehill. We're going to be super conservative and try it that way, because it seemed to work 2 years ago.
Yeah, but to make a Super Bowl, we talked about it yesterday. I mean, you pound on it all the time. You aren't making it to the Super Bowl, as a rule of thumb,
probably not,
more often than not, without elite play at quarterback.
How many guys have done it? Dilfer, maybe Brad Johnson, although he put up pretty good numbers for the Bucs that year.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead and tell you, this might, people might take it the wrong way, but definitely Peyton's last Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, you're right.
He Dilfered that one.
And Garoppolo is still out there not playing particularly well. All right, we got to take a quick time out. The Drive continues. It's Fan Run Radio. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Shout out to Skinner on Twitter. Great suggestion for our shadiest coaching duo list. Les Miles and Bill Self.
Ooh.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Great, great suggestion. 865-546-8200. Petrino and Patino are running away with this thing, 53.8% of the vote. Let's get a phone call from Bill. Good afternoon, Bill. You're on The Drive.
Have you got me?
Got you, Bill. Go ahead.
I think we need to go back a few years to get to the probably the start of the cheating, and it's probably not going to be good music to TJ, the Kentucky fan's ears, but how about Paul Bear Bryant and Adolph Rupp?
Ooh.
Oh.
We might have a winner. I mean, that might be game, set, and match right there. I mean, the two guys that invented it.
They're on the Mount Rushmore of cheating.
Oh, in the words of Kenny Smith, it is over, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home.
Oh, yeah. I think that's why he took off to Texas A&M, because he was afraid one of them would get caught, I guess. So he sprinted over a couple of miles, I guess.
Well, he took what Rupp taught him and perfected it at Alabama. And they've been running that playbook for 50 years now.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it all originates from, is Adolph Rupp.
Thank you, Bill. Excellent phone call. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Wow.
Stout. I kind of feel like that's who you name the award after, though. You know what I mean? Like it's the Rupp Bryan Award.
The Rupp
Cup. Shadiest coaching duo. That's how we'll handle that one.
The Bryant-Rupp Cup.
There's no...
The Brupp
Cup.
The Brupp Cup.
What are you doing?
We're just word playing.
Workshop? Nah. You just name the cup after him, however you want to do it.
It's kind of unfair that we still call it the Fulmer Cup. It's been like 20 years, man. Can we let that go, really? Philip Fulmer is still the face of the Renegade program. The coach just turns the blind eye to all the shady stuff that goes on in his program.
Fulmer Cup.
It is pretty good.
I kind of feel like Urban Meyer deserves to have his name on that cup.
Yeah.
I mean, shadier than we've had some guys do some crazy stuff, but potential serial killers is not a road we went down.
But guys, recruiting was good.
Golly. Yes, it was, Coach.
We're working like heck.
Westchester is next. What's up, Westchester?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today? Thanks
doing
for taking
well.
My call.
Thank you.
Bear, I hate to tell you, I think we have more confirmed fatalities by our football team members than Florida does.
It's not a contest, Westchester.
Yeah.
Then why we call it the Cup?
Right. But I was about to say before you said that, Russ, that let's still call it the Fulmer Cup for a reason. Someone's got to be the king, and then you go from there. But maybe it is time to rename it once, if and when it gets repassed. I have a PSA, and I have to be careful about this for work reasons, but I think I can get away with it. If you walk into an establishment and there's paramedics working on somebody who's supposed to help you, you probably shouldn't say, well, this is mighty inconvenient, as you walk away. Just throwing that out there.
Do what now? I'm lost.
Yeah.
Like,
you, I have no idea what you're talking about.
What kind of an establishment? Like a bar?
Bar, grocery store, restaurant.
Oh, so like I walk into a grocery store and there's paramedics working on one of the employees. And if I said, can you get the body out of the way? I got to go get a cantaloupe. That would be rude.
Why a cantaloupe?
Right. That would be very rude.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I agree.
And by the way, we probably don't have cantaloupe this time of year, but good luck.
Did you see this happen?
I can't comment any further.
I hope everybody's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. Anyway, I don't know about that coaching duo. That's a tough question, because you can go back and it gets. I mean, are we just talking convicted? Or are we talking assumed?
Yeah.
Like that's
just generally speaking.
it's two different categories, right? Like, no one's really been caught that much in basketball, except for, you know, everywhere that that jerk from Kentucky's been. But I don't know. It's tough to do both. I mean, there hasn't been a whole lot of dirty baseball coaches. There hasn't been a whole lot of, you know, obviously dirty, like, women's coaches. So, obviously, we're talking football and basketball. And I don't know. I mean,
REM has done some dirt over the years, and specifically in regards to UT. I mean, there's a reason Coach Summit didn't want to play them anymore.
I'm not.
He went way over the line.
I want to believe that's true, but I don't want to cross the line here. But are we going to say that? Or is that understand today that Fathead Summit ran 100% clean program? I don't want to say she didn't, but I just want to know where we stand on that, or a cleaner program than Oriema. I mean, where are we at on that? You brought it up.
I think Gino ran the dirtier program.
Fair.
Pat Summit was a saint.
Okay.
She wouldn't do anything like that.
Is that kind of like your football factory is a saint?
I mean, I don't think the money is the same in that sport. I just don't see when the audience is bigger, and obviously football and men's basketball, there's more at stake there. I mean, I'm sure that stuff has happened in the women's game, but
no, I honestly, if you ask me, and not that anyone cares about my opinion, but I think Pat ran a pretty clean program and got the players there the right way until Oriana came around and started saying, okay, well, we're going to pay you just so we can be the best because we have to beat this team. And I'm not saying that Pat ever came back to his level. I think that Pat had a lot more competition in her conference towards the end of her career because everyone started to recruit to beat Tennessee. And that had to be her main concern every year over beating UConn. And I'm not saying any of this to be mean to Pat. I'm not saying anything bad about Pat. I'm just saying that I think she had bigger fish to fry her whole career than Gino overall. But I understand and I believe why she quit playing them. But, I mean, LSU got really good really quick, and no one knows why. So, you know, maybe we could throw the triplet on there and put the LSU women's coach on there. I don't know. We'll see. Guys, I guess that's all I got. Y'all have a good show. Right. Thanks. Love
Thank you. Thank you, Westchester. Appreciate the phone call. Let's keep things rolling here. Andy is next. Good afternoon, Andy. You're on the drive.
Good afternoon. How we doing, fellas?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Doing good, man. I'm just thinking of, like, corruption situations. I just got off work and heard the poll question. You know, I bet that SMU deal where they got the death penalty, you know, they never got good at basketball that I'm aware of, but I bet they were pretty corrupt. They just weren't.
Yeah, but we don't know the basketball coach's name.
Yeah, whoever the poor basketball coach was at SMU in the early 1980s just caught a stray from Andy on the drive. Who would have thought?
Well, I mean, Sherwood Blunt wasn't dishing out money to the basketball team like he was the football team, that's for sure.
Sherwood Blunt? That's the guy's name, the booster?
That was the main booster.
Yes.
That is an awesome name. Oh, I'm Sherwood Blunt.
Big real estate
Listen
guy.
Listen here.
He walked around
with $1 million
and a brand new Pontiac Trans Am. You bring me a 5-star running back. Ha! Ha!
We haven't had a championship since Doak Walker, but I'll buy us a championship.
I'm willing to bet they were still giving out a lot of money and pretty corrupt. I just don't think they had the eye for talent in basketball as they did in football. But neither here nor there. I'm thinking about the Titan situation, too, where everybody knows it's the quarterback, you know, but I think I've got to push that out of my mind because nothing's going to happen there. No one's going to accept the trade value for him. So you've got to fix it some other way. And I was listening yesterday, and I think you guys were kind of semi on to something yesterday where you were talking about the tight end position. I think that could be somewhere you could really make some headway, possibly in the draft, because you'll need a lesser contract. Maybe you can get the guy, the huge guy that we tried, that Jeremy Pruitt tried to pay, that lived in Vegas. It's in Georgia now, I think.
Well, he's not in the draft this year. He's got one more year before he's draft eligible. And last time I checked, he's backing up Brock Bowers down there. So, I mean, he might be a candidate for the transfer portal. But, yeah, I mean, I think the Titans have done a good job with taking guys like Luke Stocker and Jeff Swaim and Ferkser and Mecole Pruitt before he got hurt. You know, just like average dudes at tight end, but guys that can block and catch it a little bit. And, I mean, you'd love to have a game changer there, obviously, but, man, those guys are hard to find.
Yeah, and you're going to have to find it in a the reason I brought up tight end is, well, I guess at the high end you'll pay a lot, but you need to find it at a position where you're not going to grow your cap too much because you're already struggling. So that's where I thought tight end, maybe you could get one of those gadget, you know, inside wide receivers, a Wes Welker type, somebody like that that hasn't blown up yet that can get open, because you need to give your struggling quarterback big hands and a big, you know, open, because he's missing the small openings. He's missing Julio that's running great routes, you know. He's missing those throws. So that was my take on the situation. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate the phone call.
If they it jumped out at me that the Titans don't seem to attack the middle of the field the way some other teams are able to. And a lot of them, the ones that come to mind, obviously, Kansas City, San Francisco, Tampa Bay, L.A., you know, guys that have really good tight ends and slot receivers.
By the way, speaking of tight end, WBIR reporting this afternoon that former Powell Panther and East Tennessee native Lee Smith is retiring from the NFL, and I will be perfectly honest, I did not know he was still playing.
Great guy.
I did, because I saw something about him recently that he was still playing.
Well, he's got a son that's being recruited right now.
Isn't, golly, we're getting old. You guys want to feel old? You know what turned 23 today?
What?
My name is Slim Shady by Eminem.
Wow.
Hmm.
Wow. Yep. Time just keeps on rolling by. Doesn't wait for any man.
Time waits for no one.
This break will not wait any longer either. We got to take it right now. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. We have NBA players on the docket when we continue. It's Fan Run Radio. Stay with us. The docket brought to you by Fox and Farmer, attorneys at law. They win for East Tennessee. New Orleans Pelican center Jackson Hayes, formerly charged with domestic violence, resisting arrest, and battery against a police officer stemming from his arrest last summer in Los Angeles. Hayes charged with 12 misdemeanor counts in total, including 3 counts of inflicting corporal injury to a spouse, 2 counts of domestic battery, 1 count of battery against an officer, 1 count of false imprisonment, 3 counts of vandalism, 1 count of aggravated trespassing, and 1 count of resisting arrest.
What an idiot.
He's incredibly lucky.
It's quite the sheet there.
Yeah, but they're all misdemeanors. I didn't think you could. I didn't realize there was a misdemeanor assault on an officer.
Why would you put yourself in that position?
Is alcohol involved? Got a live-in girlfriend at the age of 21, and you're an NBA star. So that's a lot to throw at a young man. Not excusing what he did at all. Just saying, I can see a variety of different ways that that could have gone south. Young love.
Yep.
Inflamed passions. Things like that.
That's a pretty wild night right there, bud.
Wild, wild nights are calling. That is the docket brought to you by Fox and Farmer, attorneys at law. Whether you've been in a car or motorcycle accident, you need workman's comp, or need help with your Social Security disability, you're going to need the best lawyers and law firm on your side. Call Fox and Farmer today for a free consultation, 865-531-9400. Remember, they don't get paid unless you do at Fox and Farmer, 865-531-9400. They're online at foxandfarmer.com, Fox and Farmer Attorneys at Law. They win for East Tennessee. Wrapping up, Bear, have you seen where Neil Young is demanding that his music be taken down from Spotify because of their promotion, I guess you would say, of Joe Rogan and what he perceives as vaccine misinformation on the platform?
Well, I hope he hasn't gotten a look at what Eric Clapton's been saying this week, if he wants to talk vaccine misinformation.
I was going to say, he
Sohan's gone around the bend.
Probably didn't have any reservations about his music being played by MTV or various radio stations back in the day. I mean, I love Neil Young, man. I love Neil Young. But I feel like that's going to be a hard position to toe. And, like, he's in his 70s now. He's an old man. Old man, look at my life. Ironic.
Yeah.
But that's got to be a confusing thing for him. Hell, my parents are in their 60s, and they struggle with technology. I can't imagine what Neil Young's going through.
I have no idea. I mean, I guess he'll probably end up getting he'll just pull his catalog, but, I mean.
Do you have a favorite Neil Young tune?
No, it's more of a record. His live record with Rust, Neil Young live, the Rust record, is incredible. But I have to take Neil Young in, like, I have to be in a mood. Like, his voice kind of.
Yeah, it's not for everyone.
No.
Have you seen Dana Carvey do his Neil Young impersonation?
Yeah.
Oh, classic.
Yeah.
Rocking in the Free World and Cortez the Killer, my favorites.
Yeah, I always like Cortez the Killer.
That's good. So. If you got to have at least 10 minutes. I mean, that's a long one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. What's funny is some people came at him with Sweet Home Alabama line and didn't realize that apparently Neil and Ronnie were ended up being very good friends before Ronnie's untimely passing. And that he loved the song.
Old Man, Heart of Gold, classics.
Ohio.
War Dead in Ohio.
One of the greatest I don't know what you call it, counterculture. And
how many more? Ford soldiers and Nixon's comment.
That's a banger, man. Wait,
how did a guy with such a weird, unsatisfying voice, and I love Neil Young, I say that lovingly, how did he end up with, like, the three most silky crooners of the 60s, Crosby, Stills, and Nash? How did they all end up in the same group?
Because he's, along with Bob Dylan, one of the greatest songwriters in American music history.
He's
actually
Canadian.
Neil's Canadian, but you know what I mean.
How many more?
His voice fit real well with theirs, too.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, but I've gone down this rabbit hole where, like, you know, what you'd think would be like a great guitar tone or a great singer, and when they pull stuff out, like Randy Rhoads with all the Ozzy Osbourne stuff. Like, you'd think, because you listen to those records, the guitars sound incredible. Right. If you solo them out, they don't. But as soon as you put them into the mix with everything else, they fit perfectly. But more than that, he wrote incredible songs, and they were hits, one after another.
Yeah. Old Man, Look at My Life, I'm a lot like you were. It's okay, Neil. It's okay to be mad. Don't go out an angry old man. That's all I say. Don't remember him angry. Keep on rocking in the free world. Got styrofoam boxes for the ozone layer. It's one more kid that'll never go to school, never get to fall in love, never get to be cool. Keep on rocking in the free world, Neil Young. Don't worry about Joe Rogan. Spotify.
You like him and Eddie's version of it?
Yeah, that was the first one I heard. That was the first time I heard that song was with Pearl Jam.
That's pretty good stuff. One of the few Pearl Jam songs I liked.
Big game tomorrow. Florida's in town. We'll talk about this tomorrow, Bear. It kind of scares me how we're all taking this for granted. I think we're going to beat the hell out of them. Everybody thinks we're going to beat the hell out of them. They're not very good. That kind of scares me.
You know what the BPI says?
Like 60%?
81.
Golly, that kind of scares me. Can't overlook these guys. Cannot lose tomorrow. Cannot lose tomorrow. Thank you, Jake. No overtime.
Nope.
Thank you, Bear. Something else coming up next. Fan Run Radio. We'll do it again tomorrow here on The Drive.